Inside Story, weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Back to live action here from Mount Vernon. Third and nine. This time, Harley, long pass again. Almost completed to Darrell Jackson. He went up top, couldn't come up with it. And a nice stand by Shelbyville. This is a fourth down that Mount Vernon hasn't seen so far tonight. And in their territory, in Bears territory, looks like they'll go for it. Waiting on the call from the sideline. And Harley heads back out now. His team already in formation to go for this. Two receivers to the near side here, one to the top, one in the slot, and a back next to Harley. Harley drops back, throws over the middle. No, just a little bit out in front of his receiver, number 81, Max Burhan, and the Bears hold and start this second quarter with a defensive stop.
That's something that they need to build on now. Matt Black got things going there on that Mount Vernon drive with the sack. Now we'll see if the offense can't do something here.
Well, I think it's going to be Merritt's going to have to make a couple throws, and Willman's going to have to come up. Miltz is going to have somebody, Steven, somebody is going to have to make a play out of this wide receiver core. Four guys here to the near side, Merritt alone in the backfield. And he'll run to the left side, cuts it back up the middle. Positive yardage, but now he's pushed back. Forward progress. Looks like we'll give him 2 yards out to the 42-yard line. Brings up second and 8. Just underway here, second quarter. Mount Vernon 20, Shelbyville nothing. Shelbyville with this game and one more before postseason begins. Pendleton Heights will be down at McCann Stadium next Friday night. Merritt, straight snap, has some room up the middle, positive yardage, and out to the 49 before he's brought down. Good run up the middle by Merritt. Brings up a third and one. Critical third and one here. Bears about to cross over into Mount Vernon territory where they have not been yet tonight. Crowded backfield now, Merritt, hands off, or actually Stevens hands off to Merritt, and he picks up 2 yards, and that's enough for the first Shelbyville first down of the night. So they brought Stevens back in at quarterback. He handed off to Merritt, and a nice run off right guard, and Merritt picks up that first down.
And they crossed the 50 for the first time tonight.
Yes, they did. Positive momentum here moving forward for Shelbyville. Looks like Stevens still in the backfield. Merritt. Stevens tries to throw, deflected off a Mount Vernon player, and it looks like that might be Jet Coles with a pass completion. First pass completion tonight for Shelbyville. Didn't look pretty, but it deflected right into the hands of Coles. Pickup of about 3, and that'll set Shelbyville up. Second down and 6, second down 7, excuse me, from the Mount Vernon 46.
I had a laugh watching Coach Kirshner's reaction there because he thought, same thing everybody else thought, wow, what a hit.
Merritt off the left side, and I got to get that number on that. A big-time hit. That's a Bob Sanders hit for those who remember Bob Sanders back in the day. And again, though, Paul, I can't see those numbers down there.
Well, and that hit was my fear. You run him into Wildcat so many times, yeah. He keeps getting pounded. And then there, he got blasted. Picked up a few yards, but we'll see. I'll be interested to see how Merritt bounces back from that here as they're moving him around a little bit.
He comes out to the right. Stevens, a pass to Willman. Catchable ball. Would have been a first down. Nice pass by Stevens up top. Willman unable to bring it in. That brings up fourth down. And looks like the punting unit coming back on for Shelbyville. Clevenger not willing to go for it after those first couple tries that failed to start the game.
The positive, though, is you've established some kind of an offense here. You were able to move the ball a little bit. You know you can cross the 50 now.
Luciano waiting on the snap, gets it. Comes to his right, gets off a good kick. Another one that's going to get a nice roll, and if Shelbyville can get down there, that's going to hold up, and right there, Shelbyville Jet Coles able to get that ball at about the 3-yard line. So nice punt, Luciano. Nice coverage by Shelbyville. Jet Coles down there picks it up, and Mount Vernon starts deep in their own territory. First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, 9:06 to go, second quarter, Mount Vernon 20, Shelbyville 0. Stay tuned at halftime for the American Family Insurance agent John Lytle halftime report. We'll go over first half numbers and we'll take a look at the area scores. We've got some good conference games and some good games in the area, including Triton Central Beech Grove. We'll catch up with those scores coming up at halftime. Mount Vernon drops back. Pass over the middle, complete to Burren. He's off to the races, crosses midfield, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Burren. 97 yards on the pass play. And they caught Shelbyville sleeping there. Harley, that's his long on the year now. Previous long was 63. Just a great throw and catch and run by Burhan all the way in for the touchdown. Just like that, all that momentum, if you call it momentum, snapped out.
That's a backbreaker.
Erased for Shelbyville. Swingle now for the extra point. 2-for-3 tonight. Make it 3-for-4. Mount Vernon now on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard extends their lead 27-0 over Shelbyville. You're listening to high school football, Giant FM Sports.
H&R Block believes you should never settle for less than the best in tax preparation. That's why H&R Block requires their tax professionals to take more than 84 hours of specialty tax training and continuing education on all of the tax changes each year. Locally, the H&R Block office has recently joined with Southeastern Insurance to provide the best insurance coverage and service available. Make an appointment with H&R Block, call 392-3380, or visit H&R Block at 818 East Broadway. At H&R Block, get the expertise you deserve. Never settle for less.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Back here at Mount Vernon, and a 97-yard pass play from Harley to Burhan has put Mount Vernon up 27-0 with 8:51 to go, second quarter. Shelbyville had started to put something together offensively, came up short, gave the ball back. Good pump by Luciano, pinning them deep. But one play, 97-yard touchdown, and all of a sudden this game has turned back into Mount Vernon with all the momentum. Short kickoff fielded by Willman at the 10. Goes up the left side, has a hole, and he might have a seam, and he does. He's all the way out to the 47-yard line. Nice return by Matt Merritt. He could have broken one more tackle. He might have gone, but good return by Merritt. Puts the Bears in good field position to start this drive.
Quick score, New Powell up 14-0 over Newcastle. Surprise, surprise, Charlie Spiegel with a 71-yard touchdown.
14-0. That's usually within the early part of the first quarter.
There is 7:50 left in the first quarter.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that doesn't sound right. They had the Bears down 14-0 in the first 2 minutes of the game. Shelbyville now with Merritt in the Wildcat. Two receivers to each side. Milt's in motion. And it hits Milt again, and he's just going to have to fall on it. The timing of that play all messed up from the beginning. The snap hit Milt's right in the side. Luckily, it fell right in front of Colin, and he was able to jump on it. But that moves Shelbyville back. A loss of 8 on the play, 2nd and 18. So a good return by Merritt, nullified now as the ball's back to the 40-yard line. Shelbyville, Merritt, Wildcat, comes off to the right side, run a couple yards before he's gang tackled by a slew of Marauders. They're going to give him about 3 yards on the pickup, third down coming up.
You mentioned it on their last possession at some point, and I don't really care how ugly it looks, but at some point they're going to have to open up that passing game.
You've got to move the ball, at least give the defense the thought that you could, because if not, they're just going to keep Merritt may get 2 or 3 yards here or there, but he's not going to have much more room than that. Third and 15, ball on the 43. Merritt, Milt's in motion again. Here comes a throw. Stevens doesn't see it coming, and the ball was tipped and almost intercepted as Merritt threw into double coverage. Stevens, again, unaware the ball was heading in his direction. Really had no chance to catch that. Fourth down, 15 to go, and here comes Luciano for another punt.
Well, he may have had a chance, had he have known, because the ball was tipped up, and it kind of dropped right in front of him.
7:18 to go, second quarter. Mount Vernon, 27, Shelbyville, nothing. Luciano out for, I believe, his fifth punt of the night. This time off to the right, gets another good low one off, and it does take another Shelbyville roll, and now it heads back towards Mount Vernon. Hunter Deaton will down it at the 31-yard line, so good field position to start here for Mount Vernon.
At the end of the first quarter, New Palestine 21, Newcastle 0.
Okay. Dragons look to move to 8-0 in the conference, no surprise there.
Interesting one, Noblesville-Brownsburg. Now, we know Brownsburg is ranked number 2 in the state, and according to Rich Torres, they've punted 3 times and thrown 2 interceptions.
Harley in the shotgun, Cole next to him. Fake handoff, has this guy down the middle again. Nice seam route all the way out to the 50 before Deaton brings him down, and that's Max Burhan again. 6'5", 200-pound tight end. Nice to have a target that big. And he's well over 100 yards receiving now after that 97-yarder a few minutes ago. Ball into Shelbyville territory just across the 50. First and 10, Mount Vernon. Harley in the shotgun. He brings Peyton Chase in motion, gives it to him. Nice run, good cut back up the middle, and looks like Deaton was the first guy. Now gang tackled by Shelbyville, but a good pickup on first down for Mount Vernon. A pickup of about 6 yards on the play. We'll wait till the board updates here. Either way, it's going to be second and short. Second and 4 now. Ball on the 43-yard line. 6:10 to go in the first half. Hand off, Cole up the middle. First down, Mount Vernon.
Hand off up the middle, gets to the 35-yard line, getting that for a first down.
Score out of sectional 22. Greenwood trailing the Franklin Grizzly Cubs 21-13 at the half.
That'd be a surprise. Greenwood playing well this year. As Burhan and Darrell Jackson, two big playmakers, check off. They come out of the game. Harley gets the play, goes under center. Ryland Cole in the backfield, number 25. In motion. Dobbins, hand off to Cole. Off the right side for a gain of about 3. Nice tackle there by Shelbyville. Looked like Peyton Smith on the tackle, number 60. Or excuse me, Jacob Smith. Second down. 7 to go. Mount Vernon methodically working down the field, and a hard count there by Harley draws Shelbyville off sides, and 3 5 yards for Mount Vernon, 2nd and 3.
Those are the things that drive a coach crazy, especially against a explosive offense like Mount Vernon. The last thing you want to do is give them a shorter field to work with.
Harley in the pistol now, and we've got a referee's timeout as the flag hasn't been picked up yet. Now he picked it up, heads back to the sideline, tucks it in his pants, and we're ready to go. Clock rolling now, under 5 minutes, second quarter. Pistol formation, Harley and Cole. Harley with the snap, hand off to Cole, up the middle, and he was one tackle away from busting that one. Shelbyville, Colin Miltz, number 3 on the tackle, saving another 6 points for Mount Vernon.
First and goal.
First and goal, Mount Vernon. This is a drive Shelbyville needs.
Yes.
Taking up a lot of time. And it's going to result in points, you would think, for Mount Vernon. Harley in the pistol, looks over to the sideline. New play coming in. Ryland Cole, the sophomore, behind him. Hand off to Cole left side. Not touched as he walks into the end zone. Ryland Cole, the sophomore, explodes through the only hole he needed to. And then he ran right into the end zone for a score. 7-yard touchdown run, 33-0 Mount Vernon. Swingle back out. 3 of 4 tonight on extra points. We talked about the success the Marauders have had in two-point conversions. They don't need them tonight. A low kick, but it went through. And Mount Vernon now leads 34-0 on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
The Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition would like to invite you to their monthly meetings that are held at the Blue River Foundation building the second Thursday at 8 a.m. Bring your ideas, your concerns, and ask questions about how you can help fight the drug epidemic in our county. Second Thursdays at 8 a.m. at the Blue River Foundation building, the Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition meeting. You're invited.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Shelbyville Golden Bear football tonight being brought to you by Clark Orthodontics. Great orthodontics, terrific smiles, and by Caning Equipment Solutions for your agricultural needs. A short kickoff here by Mount Vernon, fielded by Shelbyville. And that's Matt Black as he tried to run backwards for a second. Turned it back upfield, thought he might have a hole, but quickly brought down at around the 30-yard line, and that's where Shelbyville we'll start this possession with 4:15 to go in the first half.
Two quick scores, from one from the conference and one from the state. Charlie Spiegel with his second touchdown of the game. Gives New Powell a 28-0 lead over Newcastle with about 7:40 left in the first half in that one. And then in the game of the state tonight, Warren Central 17, Carmel 10.
Direct snap to Merritt. Nowhere to go. Tries to bring it all the way back across the field, and he is hit hard. His helmet stayed on, but Mount Vernon's defensive player's helmet flew off, and trying to get a number on that guy.
That looks like 50, Matt, 4.
Yeah, 50. Helmet came flying off the sophomore. He'll head to the sideline. Merritt nowhere to go there, losing big yardage. Setting up second and long now for Shelbyville. Deep in their territory. Ball at the 19-yard line. Loss of 11 on that play. Brings up second and 21. Merritt, long throw down the middle. Had Milt, but it's picked off by Mount Vernon. Flag on the play. Mount Vernon takes it down the sideline. 5. Tries to get into the end zone. Tackled just short. About the 2, but we do have a flag. We'll see what that is. Could be pass interference. I didn't see much contact, but we'll see what the call is here. Hopefully for the Bears, it's something defensively and nullify an interception and a great return.
Well, there's a good chance that that's going to be the case. He threw it into triple coverage there, and it looked like the receiver, and I didn't get a number, but it looked like the receiver's line to the ball was held up a little bit.
Here comes the call from the head official. And it's going to be on offensive pass interference. Penalty declined. Mount Vernon set up first and goal now from, looks like, the 2-yard line.
That hurts.
3:41 to go, first half. Stay tuned for our halftime report brought to you by American Family Insurance. John Lytell serving Hancock and Shelby County with offices in New Powell and Shelbyville. We'll have some scoreboard updates and some, well, I'll recap this first half. Shelbyville's had a few good moments, but mainly it's been all Mount Vernon from the opening kickoff. And here they are again, deep in Bears territory. First and goal from the 3. Looking to go up by 40. And it's just a quarterback keeper. Gets some help from his teammates. Pushes it right through the middle. Touchdown, Mount Vernon. 40-0 now. Marauders pending this extra point. Swingle just padding his stats tonight. 4-for-5, looking to go 5-for-6 on PATs. The left-footed kicker boots it through. He's got a good kick. Swingle puts Mount Vernon up 41-0. We'll stay right here and talk about what the Bears need to do. Well, first of all, they need to keep the ball. Offensively, they need to keep the ball. Try to run out this first half and get something going to where they're not putting Mount Vernon right back out on the field with a chance to score more points before halftime.
I'll ask you, we've seen Stevens under center. We've seen the Wildcat a little bit with Merritt. What do you do here?
Well, I'd like to see a little bit of a shorter passing game. Try to, like we talked, try to get Willman on a screen. Try to get the ball in Willman's hands where he can maybe pick up 5, 6, 7 yards. The home run ball is not going to happen tonight. Okay, Mount Vernon's defensive backs are playing it well, way too good. Merritt, his accuracy is not on tonight. We need to try the short passing game, see if they can't get anything going with that. Another short kickoff. This one's going to stay inbounds, and it'll hit Matt Black, but it will go out of bounds. And looks like the Bears will start from the 21-yard line.
No, I absolutely agree with you. Short passes, you got to find your receivers, generate some offense, generate some confidence, some screens, that kind of stuff. Merritt's over 50 yards in the first half, but he's taking a beating.
Yeah. Easier said than done, Mount Vernon. We've talked about their defense the last 2 weeks against offensively prolific teams, Pendleton Heights and Newcastle. They come in tonight against Shelbyville, who's only scored 72 points all year. Mount Vernon teeing off on this offense right now.
Well, and it's a Mount Vernon defense that had 9.5 sacks and 5 interceptions the last 2 weeks. They're very sound, but there are some things that Shelbyville can do to generate a little bit of offense.
Merritt off the left side, cuts it back up, only gains a yard after being brought down by two or three Mount Vernon Marauders, setting up 2nd and 9. .3:15 to go, first half from Fortville. This has turned into a really nice evening. We had a lot of rain in Hancock County earlier today. I was a little concerned, but we've playing on the turf here at Mount Vernon. Looks like the field conditions are good. Run up the middle that time by Merritt. Nice gain. Sets up 3rd and short. Looks like it'll be about 3rd and 2 as he gets it out to the 29. If this game was on grass, it might be a little muddier because we did have a lot of rain. And based on when I got here, it looked like they had a lot of rain up here in Fortville today as well.
Well, not only that, but this field was the host for the girls' soccer sectional all week as well.
Merritt up the middle. Broke one tackle and I think forward possession.
I think he got it.
The far official definitely calling for a first down, and the sticks are moving. First down, Shelbyville. Merritt on the run. .2:24 to go. Clock running here, first half. Merritt in the Wildcat. Receivers to the top 3. One down here to the bottom. Merritt back to throw. Here's Willman on a flanker screen. There he is with some room to run. Out to the 45, 46, brought down at the 47. And that's a play we've been talking about. Willman finally able to bring it in. Nice pickup for Shelbyville. Dom Willman, first catch in a long time. He's been out several weeks with injuries. And Shelbyville now set up as we go under 2 minutes here in the first half. 1st and 10, 47-yard line.
Back-to-back first downs for the Golden Bears.
Merritt, Wildcat, takes the direct snap out to the left. Nothing doing there. 3 defenders right on top of him, and he'll lose about 4 yards on that. Clock still, and it looks like Clevenger Coach Clevenger gets a timeout. Good timeout call there. You've got some momentum. You want to try to get something, at least continue this drive, but they will be facing second down and long.
You would like to come away with some points, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you're Shelbyville, I think you'll just be happy showing that you can move the ball a little bit, put together a 2 or 3 minute drive to close out the half, and it gives you something to work on in the second half.
I'd be happy with a first down here and not give the ball back to Mount Vernon. Minute 27 to go, second down 13 for Shelbyville. Ball on the 44-yard line. In Bears territory. Moving left to right from our vantage point up here. We're on the second deck. They put the visitors up here. I wouldn't call it the penthouse.
No.
No. It's not the penthouse, but I'll tell you, we've got a good view. This might be the best view we've had all year. We've got a wide open window here. Nice night to look out onto this beautiful field. I'm not complaining. It's been worse. Second and 13, Merritt now. Fake pass. Has Milt streaking down the sideline, held up a little bit by the Mount Vernon defender, and there will be a flag thrown. I think Milt was held just a little bit. I don't know if he catches it, but still enough contact to draw a flag, and it should be pass interference, Mount Vernon.
That was a nicely thrown ball there by Merritt.
Yep.
Coach Clevenger talked about wanting to give sectional teams something to look at on film. They've done that tonight with the Wildcat. We've done that a little bit with Merritt throwing.
Yep. And they're marking this one off. Big penalty yardage now all the way down to the 41-yard line into Mount Vernon territory. A minute 22 on the clock, setting up the Bears first and 10. Merritt in the Wildcat, four receivers here to the near side.
Second time tonight that the Golden Bears have been on the right side of the 50.
Merritt runs to the right. He's not going to have much room as he's flipped up and over by number 31, Austin Lewis, 5'8 junior. Nice tackle there for Mount Vernon. Clock runs at 1:08. Timeout, Shelbyville. I don't think he lost any yards there. Back to the line of scrimmage for Merritt, second down 10.
No, and those are the hits that bother me when that's the only offense that you really have.
Yeah. First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard here as we near halftime. Minute 4 on the clock. Mount Vernon 41, Shelbyville nothing. Shelbyville has been putting together this time their best drive of the game, and they're second and 11 on the 42 inside Mount Vernon territory. Shelbyville Golden Bear football tonight being brought to you by Russ Shelby Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, and by Christian Electric, big enough to handle any problem, small enough to care. Christian Electric.
I'd like to see Shelbyville come out of this timeout and do exactly what they did moments ago following the first timeout, and that's spread the field and throw the ball. Even if it's incomplete, you give Mount Vernon something to think about.
Absolutely. This time, Merritt in the shotgun. Three receivers to the top, one to the bottom. Willman here at the bottom. Merritt's going to have to tuck it and run. And gang tackled way behind the line of scrimmage. Sack now. That one's by number 71, Cole Guy, 5'8 senior defensive lineman. So the Bears heading in the wrong direction here with no timeouts remaining. Actually, they've got one, but I think at this point they may just let that clock run as it gets under 40 seconds.
Third down
for the Bears.
They'll have to run one more play.
Stevens will come to the near side. Wellman in the shotgun. Three receivers to the top. He'll run it right up the middle. Nothing doing there. He'll pick up two or three, and that'll run out the first half here with 10 seconds to go. Is Mount Vernon going to call a timeout? No, they will not. 3, 2, 1, and we are at the half here at Mount Vernon. First Bank, Shelbyville scoreboard, Marauders 41, Golden Bears, nothing.